With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The White House says it's evidence to the entire world that America is respected again, a reference to Colombia's agreement to take back its citizens who came to the U.S. illegally.
When the Colombian government refused to accept military flights carrying detained migrants from the U.S. over the weekend, the president retaliated. He announced an immediate 25% tariff, a travel ban, and visa restrictions. Colombia's president resisted at first, but late Sunday night, the White House said Colombia had agreed to all of President Trump's terms, including the acceptance of deported migrants arriving on U.S. military aircraft. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump is suggesting that Egypt and Jordan take in large numbers of Palestinian refugees from war-torn Gaza. Mr. Trump says that, as of now, Gaza, no place for people to live.
It's literally a demolition site right now. Almost everything's demolished, and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace.
Temporary
or would they? It could be either. It could be temporarily. It could be long-term.
However, Egypt and Jordan don't want the Palestinians. They are rejecting the president's proposal. Jordan's foreign minister says his country's opposition is firm and unwavering. The Senate expected to vote later today on Trump Treasury Secretary nominee Scott Bessent. And it's going to be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 59. The sell-off continues this morning on Wall Street with stocks lower. Right now, the Dow is down, but it's off only 18 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 447 points. That's a loss of more than 2%. And the S&P, 87 points in the red. This is SRN News. President Trump opposes debanking.
It's a new word describing the increasingly common practice of banks closing the accounts of Christian ministries and conservative groups because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Mr. Trump recently called out the big banks for doing so. Jeremy Tedesco of Alliance Defending Freedom is glad, saying, quote, debanking is one of the most pressing issues of our time. No one should have to worry that the bank will cancel their account because of their views. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace of South Carolina says she's seriously considering a gubernatorial run in 2026 and will probably make a final decision in the coming weeks. Mace came to national prominence recently when she introduced a resolution banning men from using women's bathrooms at the U.S. Capitol or House office buildings. Mace, last year, won her third term in Congress, says if she runs, she'll seek the support of President Trump. He is extremely popular in South Carolina. This is SRN News. Free at last.
The Coast Guard says a freighter has been freed after being trapped in frozen Lake Erie for several days. The Manitoulin, a 663-foot Canadian vessel with 17 people on board, got stuck in the ice last Wednesday after it dropped off a load of wheat in Buffalo and was heading back into Canada. The vessel was not damaged and the crew is safe. Jason Walker reporting.
As crews continue battling what's left of the Southern California wildfires, they've been getting some help from above. Rain has been falling across parts of the region, but there is a potential downside to that. Fears that heavier rains, should they come, could unleash destructive rock and mudslides. There's also concern about toxic ash runoff. The National Weather Service reported showers on Sunday, says most of the region likely to get less than an inch of rain. More details at srnnews.com.